I've already got my hand on the old showerhead when you step in beside me, and I can feel that familiar grit in the threads before I even turn it. That's usually the first sign something hasn't been touched in years. The bathroom is quiet, except for the faint drip I didn't bother fixing yet, because I want you to hear it too. You might be thinking this is just about twisting one thing off and another thing on, but what you're really chasing here is how water moves, how pressure feels, and why some showers wake you up while others just get you wet. I've seen people get frustrated right here, leaning too hard, slipping, scratching tile, wondering why something so small feels stubborn. I'll tell you why it does that. I want you to feel confident before anything moves, because once you understand what's happening behind this wall, the rest becomes calm and predictable. You can do this, and I'll stay right here with you while we figure it out. Replacing a showerhead isn't really about the showerhead. That surprises people. What you're actually doing is managing how water exits a system that's already under pressure, already sealed, and already doing its job in a very specific way. The showerhead is just the final handshake between all that plumbing and your body. When pressure feels weak, most people blame the water supply or assume there's nothing they can do. That's usually wrong. More often than not, the issue lives right here at the outlet, where minerals, design choices, and flow restrictions all meet. I've pulled off showerheads that looked fine from the outside, but were clogged solid inside. Calcium, lime, and rust build up slowly, layer by layer, until water is fighting just to get through. Other times, the head itself is designed to save water, which sounds good on paper but feels disappointing when you're trying to rinse shampoo out of your hair. Understanding that difference matters because it changes how you approach the replacement. You're not fixing something broken. You're choosing how you want water to behave. A lot of people get this task wrong because they rush straight to force. They twist hard, they use the wrong grip, they don't think about what's holding the shower arm steady inside the wall. That's when things go bad. I've seen shower arms snap inside tile, and that turns a simple upgrade into a repair job nobody wanted. What usually causes failure here isn't the water, it's impatience. The threads are fine and shallow, and they depend on alignment and compression, not muscle. Success looks like a smooth removal, clean threads, and a new head that tightens down snug without fighting you. It also looks like water coming out in a way that feels intentional. Not misty when you want force, not sharp when you want coverage. Before touching any tools, I want you thinking about balance. Pressure is not just volume. It's how focused the flow is, how clean the path is, and how well the seals are doing their quiet job. Mentally, this task is about respect for what you can't see. Inside that wall is a pipe that doesn't want to twist. Your job is to work with it, not against it. When you understand that, everything slows down in a good way. You stop guessing, you start feeling. Before I touch anything, I always take a second to look at the space. Bathrooms are tight, slippery, and full of surfaces that scratch easily. I want you standing comfortably, feet planted, towel down in the tub so nothing clatters or chips if it falls. That towel also gives you a sense of calm. It tells your body this is controlled. In your hands, you'll want a wrench, but not because you're planning to muscle anything. The wrench is just insurance. I also like to have a soft cloth or an old rag. That rag matters more than people think. Metal on metal leaves marks, and marks turn into regret fast. I've learned that the hard way. You'll also want plumber's tape, sometimes called Teflon tape. It's thin, white, and feels almost flimsy, but it's doing important work. It fills microscopic gaps in threads so water can't sneak through. When you hold it, notice how it stretches just a bit. That stretch is part of the seal. Before you start, reach up and gently grab the shower arm, the pipe coming out of the wall. Give it a light wiggle. You're not testing strength, you're feeling how solid it is. It should feel firm, with no movement at the wall. If it moves, that tells you to slow down later and support it carefully. Position your body so you're not pulling sideways. Straight, controlled movement matters here. I like to stand square to the wall, elbow close to my body. That gives me feedback through my arm. When things start to move, I can feel it immediately instead of overcorrecting. Ready feels calm. It feels like you know where everything is before you touch it. Your tools are within reach, your footing is solid, and your hands are dry. That's important. Wet hands slip and slips create panic. When you feel settled, that's when you start. Now I wrap the rag around the base of the old shower head, right where it meets the arm. I'm not squeezing yet, I'm just making contact. When I bring the wrench in, it rests on that rag, not the metal. The first turn is always the moment people get nervous. This is where listening matters. I apply steady pressure, not a jerk, and I pay attention to the resistance. There's a difference between stuck and tight. Stuck feels gritty, like something is resisting unevenly. Tight feels smooth but firm. When it starts to move, I stop for a second. That pause is professional judgment. I let the threads relax. Then I continue slowly. As it comes off, I support the arm with my other hand. You might hear a faint creak, that's normal. Sharp cracking sounds are not. If you hear that, you stop. Once it's off, look at the threads on the arm. Run your finger over them. They should feel clean and even. If there's old tape or debris, peel it away gently. This is where pressure is either gained or lost later. Clean threads matter. Now, I take the plumber's tape and wrap it around the threads in the same direction the new head will turn. You'll feel the tape stretch slightly as it lays down. That's good. Two or three wraps is enough. More isn't better. Too much tape can actually cause leaks by preventing proper seating. When threading on the new shower head, I always start by hand. Always. The feel here tells you everything. It should catch easily and turn smoothly. If it doesn't, back off. Cross-threading feels wrong immediately. Trust that feeling. When it's hand tight, that's usually almost enough. The wrench comes back in only for a final snug turn, and even then, it's gentle. This isn't a jar lid. Over-tightening crushes seals and causes problems later. Now comes the moment of truth. I turn the water on slowly. I listen before I look. Drips have a sound, sprays have a sound. Silence is what we want. When water starts flowing through the head, notice how it feels on your hand. Fuller spray, stronger streams, better coverage. That's pressure being used efficiently, not wasted. If there's a leak, it's usually minor and usually fixable by tightening just a hair more. Professionals don't panic here. They adjust, test, and trust their senses. When everything settles and the shower feels right, that's the reward. I've replaced hundreds of shower heads, and everyone taught me something about patience and feel. This isn't about speed, it's about understanding. You did real work here, and you did it the right way. The next time water hits your shoulders with strength instead of disappointment, you'll know exactly why.